From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a tragic day for U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. Six U.S. service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Stenton is a South Asian analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
Bagram, of course, is in Kandahar, which is the heartland of the Taliban. So in that respect, I suppose, it's not surprising. U.S. deaths are down considerably from the peak of 2010 when there were 499. This year, to date, as far as I can work out, there were about 20.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called the Monday bombing a painful reminder of the dangers U.S. troops face in Afghanistan each day. Monday's attack comes amid growing concerns over the security situation nationwide. In southern Helmand Province, the Sankin district has been the scene of fierce fighting between the Taliban and Afghan security forces. At the UN Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned the Kabul government needs to prove itself of further international support in the new year. He said the government of President Ashraf Ghani needs to fight corruption and find a political route to peace. South Sudanese rebel representatives are in Juba as part of a peace agreement with the government aimed at ending over 2 years of conflict that has left thousands dead and displaced millions. The team, which arrived Monday, is supposed to begin the formation of a transitional government of national unity as part of the August peace deal. A rebel spokesman said he hopes the new government can be up and running within a month. A key provision of the security deal, deployment of thousands of troops in Juba to guard military barracks, bases, and warehouses and make up a joint integrated police force. This is VOA News. The Russian military says it's been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service, Sergei Banatov, said an inspection of the recorder showed most microchips nearly ruined, the remaining damaged. He said experts will attempt to retrieve information, but it will take a long time. Turkey shot down the Russian Su-24 on November 24 near the country's border with Syria, saying it violated its airspace. The European Union has renewed its economic sanctions against Russia for six more months over its involvement in the Ukraine crisis. Despite signing a ceasefire deal early this year, Ukraine says it still is not gaining control of its border with Russia. Muslim community leaders here in the U.S. on Monday announced the start of a national campaign to educate Americans about Muslim beliefs. It comes in the wake of the December 2nd attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 and was carried out by a Muslim couple influenced by the Islamic State. Imam Johari Abdul Malik is with the Muslim Alliance of North America.
We are very clear from this effort that we have to do a better job of reaching out to our young people from the pulpits of the mosques in America and teaching them how they can avoid the seductive approaches that are found on the internet from groups like ISIS and others.
The campaign also aims at making mosques more open to an exchange of ideas among various faith groups. The U.S. added two species of lions in Africa to its endangered list Monday, a move that will make it more difficult for hunters to bring lion trophies back into the country. Dan Ash is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Today, because we received a petition about 5 years ago, we obviously... Many scientists are saying now that we're living in the midst of a sixth mass extinction, and so we have a lot of business. We have many, many proposals, hundreds of proposals, which we're considering now, and so we put them on a schedule. Lion has been one of those.
Parts from endangered lions will be all but banned, and hunters must obtain a permit to import a threatened animal. Estimates of lions in the wild show the population declining to some 20,000 today from about 500,000 a century ago. The Nigerian army Monday said three suicide bombers detonated explosives Sunday, killing themselves and six others in Benin Sheikh in northeastern Borno State, at least two dozen others wounded. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 were killed Monday, 10 wounded, when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd commemorating a late religious leader. The government says security forces were attacked. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.